Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The field of South Virginia, Nova, Xavier, and Kansas are the top seeds. Do you have a problem with that, anybody? Do you think Xavier should have been a top seed after they got popped?
I don't have a problem with any of it.
The last four bubble teams will play in Dayton on Tuesday and Wednesday, UCLA against St. Bonnie, Arizona State against Syracuse. Speaking of two teams that shouldn't have been in the tournament, those two bums shouldn't have been in to begin with.
Now we'll get to the part that I have a problem with.
Oh, believe me, Notre Dame, Baylor, USC, and St. Mary's were the last four out ahead of the NIT. First of all, USC ahead of Notre Dame. USC was second in the Pac-12, right? And you cannot tell me under any stretch of the imagination that either they or Oklahoma State should not have been in the NCAA tournament field. That's all there is to it. I'm with you on Notre Dame. It was as sketchy as Syracuse. One of the two was going to make it. But, I mean, I have a problem with the other two. I really don't have a problem. I wanted Notre Dame in when their teams with Bonzi loaded. I think they're a good team. I thought they were a tournament team. Now, if you're going to let Oklahoma in, we're losing 11 of your last 15, never winning a road game in 2018. They were an embarrassment to the Pac-12 or to the Big 12. And you let that guy in just because he's, like, famous now, because that's what they made him this year. They made him famous. They actually said he was better than Steph Curry, right? I heard that, too. He's a better shooter than anyone on the face of the earth, which is also a load of BS. Okay, in the last month and a half, I never saw him hit a shot. How's that sound? How about he sucked? He was terrible. He ran out of gas, and he looked like a freshman that didn't have a girlfriend or a wallet. Like, he didn't know what to do. He couldn't get an ice cream cone because he couldn't hit a shot either. He was terrible, and that's all there is to it. And they got in. That's a joke. That's all there is to it. And then how about Oklahoma State? They beat them twice. They beat everybody. Kansas twice. How is that possible? You know what they said, that Oklahoma had all these great wins early in the season? They are so two-faced, these people that do this thing, because they say that, you know, the end of the season matters unless they're putting in a team that shouldn't be there like Oklahoma, when they say the beginning of the season matters more than the end of the season. There's no one in their right mind on the face of the earth can sell me that the beginning of the season is more important than the conference season and end of the season. Is that accurate? There is no one that can sell me that the first month and a half is more important than the conference season and the end of the season. That's all there is to it. And that's what they sold the public yesterday. And what they did was they said their beginning of the season was terrific. We didn't think it mattered what they did late, losing 11 to 15. It's embarrassing what they did. And let me tell you something else. The three teams that didn't get in were all on the FBI cheating list. You saw that conspiracy today. I buy it. I'm all in. They kept out the cheaters. That's what they did.
I think 100% USC not getting in had to do with that. I believe that.
And Oklahoma State.
Right. Oklahoma State and the third one, obviously, Louisville,
Louisville, they left them out, too.
They didn't deserve to be in anyway.
I don't know about that. They were another, 20-win team.
Yeah,
listen, your team won 18.
Right. They were all different circumstances. I went into the whole weekend thinking my team was not going to get in. What bothered me is when that suit had to sit there yesterday and break it down with those guys and go, well, they were the team that got bumped out when Davidson won yesterday. So then I got upset. I was the whole weekend said they're not getting in. All these teams, Nevada losing, letting San Diego State in. I knew Davidson won in the afternoon.
Arizona State was terrible at the end of the season, too.
Well, they gave you that whole, it's the whole body of work. That was the line they were selling you yesterday.
Well, then you've got to penalize Oklahoma for the worst month and a half stretch I've ever seen.
And then they're not even playing in a play-in game.
Not even.
They're in the 64.
I'm surprised they're not a 5 seed. What a scam.
They're on the 10 line.
What a scam that was.
Dude, that Oklahoma State-Oklahoma Big 12 tournament game should have served as a play-in game. Oklahoma State won it. They should get in. That's how it should have been. They beat them in the tournament. Put them in.
Boom. I can't stand that team now. I hope they lose their first game by 25. Now, I've done this before with Syracuse. I can't stand them either. And then they'll go to the Final Four. You know, the minute you say, I hope they lose, they never lose.
I think they're at least second weekend just because. They shouldn't be there, and they're going to do it anyway just because. You got them and Arizona State, who both don't deserve to be there. Whoever wins that game is going to the second weekend somehow.
Well, they play that play-in game, right, those two?
Yeah.
Syracuse plays Arizona State, yeah.
So they consider that just getting in, like Arizona State and Cuse are just happy they're playing in a play-in game.
Pretty much.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.